You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. No. You know what? You know what? To hell with this. Okay, you know, first of all, one of you guys broke into my neighborhood. I know I got to tell y'all medical news and I got to do the show, but I'm really ticked off right now, okay? One of you, not one of my listeners, okay, but somebody out there, and I know you know me because this is the third time it's happened, third time, goes into my neighborhood, goes up to our house, only my house, goes into my driveway, breaks my car, not my husband's, my car, and takes my purse. Now, okay, no. Some of you guys are going, well, Dr. Dahlia, you're an idiot to leave your purse in the car. Hold the phone. This is three times. Who is watching me? Who is watching me get in and out of the car and knowing when I leave my purse there? I went to Walmart yesterday. That's all I did. I went to Walmart. I did some extra shopping. I bought some extra tampons. I had to carry everything inside, but I waited for my husband to come home because we had the kitty litter, and I didn't grab my purse. This is the third time, and now one of you is joyriding with my wallet, with my credit cards, using my tampons, and I'm ticked. I am ticked. I'm sick of this. Who keeps breaking into my house? Yes, we have a gate. Yes, we have security. Somebody's getting fired. I'm going to tell you that right now. Fired. I'm sick of this. And you know what? We're going to figure out who you are. All right? And you ain't going to like it. But if, you know, don't think I'm not creeped out by this. I'm not creeped out. Okay. I'm sure people follow me. I'm sure people know who I am. You know, true, I don't get paparazzi like Angelina Jolie does. But then again, I'm not married to Brad Pitt. I mean, you know, so I get that. I mean, I'm married to my husband. He's wonderful. But I think people are scared of my husband more than they're scared of Brad Pitt. But I'm really sick and tired of you guys dinking around. What is so attractive about my purse? You know, I don't buy Coach purses or Dolce Gabbana. Or I don't know what the heck are the fancy purses. My purse is a purse from Target. The contents are usually Midol. Maybe there's a couple prescriptions from, some bacteria vaginosis medicine and a couple suppositories. But come on. There's no narcotics. What do you want from my purse? You know I don't carry a lot of money. But you want to know why I'm ticked? You really want to know why I'm ticked? Because they've got my TV makeup. The most valuable thing in my purse. No, don't worry. The gun wasn't there. The most valuable thing in my purse is my TV makeup. Who are you? Why do you want TV makeup? There's Mac counters all over this country. Leave my makeup be. Okay, if I have an interview, I only have minutes to paste and paint and spackle, and I'm ticked, not because I got to get a new driver's license or I got to get new credit cards. The credit cards are max. You're not going to really get to enjoy anything there, and trust me, the interest rate is high. But I need my spackle, for crying out loud. I have to be on TV some days, for crying out loud. What is wrong with you? And I bet it's the same idiot. All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to camp out in my car. And by the way, I'm sick and tired of you breaking the window. I got kids. They don't need to sit. How the hell am I supposed to take the kids to school with glass in the car? What are you guys? Are you really that sick? What kind of a sick puppy are you? I got kids. What if I left my animals in my car? You would have hurt the animals. Now, I don't leave animals in the car, but you are one sick puppy. And you need a serious castration, or if you're a woman, We're going to get into some witch-slapping fight. I'm telling you that right now. So anyway, I'm in a bad mood, and I want my makeup back now. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we got a lot to talk about. If you want to live longer, all right, don't do what I do and get your car broken into for the third time. Eat nuts. Apparently there's a study saying if you eat a handful of nuts, you know what, who cares? All right, next, Obamacare. Apparently a man was able to get this, guys. We have a gentleman in Colorado. He was able to successfully navigate the Obamacare website. He even got so far as to sign up for health insurance, and he was able to successfully obtain health insurance. However, he didn't get the health insurance. The dog did. So his dog is insured. Let me tell you something for those of you who work in the government. If you can't get this right, if you can't get a website right, if you're insuring somebody's dog, how the hell are you supposed to manage health care for all Americans? Are you kidding me? You're in over your heads. Get out of our health care, please. Next, coffee as medicine. Japanese scientists think coffee helps the heart. Of course, everybody in America that has to do with Obamacare is salivating because maybe instead of taking heart medications, you could just drink coffee. This is where our medicine is going to go, and I'm sick of it. So as you can see, I have a very frustrating, angry day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but I'm never too frustrated or angry or ticked off or PMS'd to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But I'm not the only one ticked off. Apparently, there's this big, huge jet that has landed in Jabara Airport in Kansas, and the Kansas airport is too small for the jet to take off. I don't know if they've been able to get that. Maybe they got to drive the plane to the other airport. I bet that's what they're going to do. And then our pilots are a little upset because sleep apnea tests are going to be required for all obese pilots. So as you can see, you're not going to want to miss it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. Science. All right, guys, thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jeanette writes, Doctor, it's raining. You need to put a trash bag on your window so your seats don't get wet. Yeah, thank you. If it's raining outside, I guess I need to now, cause I got a big hole in my car. It's raining. It's Las Vegas. Really? Is it raining right now? Alright. Well, I guess it's raining, so I need to do that. I'll do that on break. Well, that sucks. Alright. And then we got Freddie. Thank you, Freddie. Freddie, longtime listener, says I'm handling having my car broken into well. Oh, yeah, he doesn't know me. I've been biting my inner lip, and I've been pulling at my bra straps the whole hour. All right, well, let's move on. Let's give you guys some good news. You deserve some good news. First of all, we got Don working the dials. I know, thank God, somebody's sane is working the show. And big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. We really do appreciate them, honestly. They allow me to get on air and scream about somebody stealing my tampons and TV makeup. So we got to give credit where credit is due. Thank you, GCN. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm sure you guys are going to want to find out if we did find the person that broke in, right, and what I did to his testicles or her ovaries. And then, of course, please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Nuts. If you eat nuts, you live longer. Nuts, they say. Apparently, this is the largest study to date looking at the relationship between eating nuts and longer lives. All right, researchers from Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School looked at nut consumption. and deaths from all causes among 76,000 women participating in the Nurses' Health Study and 42,000 men involved in the Health Professionals Follow-Up Study. They asked the participants about their nut consumption, including how many almonds, cashews, hazelnuts, macadamias, pecans, pine nuts, pistachios, or walnuts they typically ate. I don't eat any of those unless they're in a chocolate bar. Those who reported regularly consuming nuts were less likely to die from a variety of diseases. They were less likely to get cancer, less likely to get heart disease, less likely to get respiratory diseases. People who ate nuts 7 or more times a week enjoyed a 20% lower death rate after 4 years than individuals who did not eat nuts. Nut eaters also tended to be leaner, more physically active, and non-smokers. Prior studies found similar connections between nuts and longer life, but this is the biggest, largest study, which is why it's getting all the media attention. Okay, now, how many nuts do you have to eat? We don't know. Now, the government, according to the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, it's a government group, advised that you have to have 5 to 6 ounces of protein. This protein could include nuts. Now, I know a lot of you right now are going, wait, I got diverticulosis. I can't have nuts. You're right. You're screwed. Yeah, doesn't that stink? You get a colon. Not only do we have all the crap we got to deal with our colon, both literally and figuratively, but you guys got pockets in your colon. And these pockets in the colon just seem to trap little nuts and little seeds. So while we're yelling at you to eat fiber and eat these 7-nut whole grain breads because regular white bread isn't good for you, and we're telling you to get your fruits and your vegetables that have all these little seeds and cruciferous little nuts and knobs, and peppers have seeds and strawberries have seeds and bananas have seeds and everything has seeds, and we're telling you to eat like a bird, you can't do it because you're going to get diverticulitis from your diverticulosis. Diverticulosis are pockets. The itis is the inflammation of the pockets, so you get an infection. So for those of you with diverticulosis, you got to talk to your doctor and say, look, Dr. Dahlia said we have to eat nuts. She doesn't know what to do because I have diverticulosis. I'm screwed. She says I'm screwed. Am I going to die? And then they'll tell you. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALIE. You know what? I'm kind of bitter when it comes to nuts because my father ate nuts and he still died. You know, if you're going to get us excited, okay, make sure nobody personally died in our family before you try to get us all excited about some study. My father loved nuts. He always ate walnuts. Always ate walnuts. Now, one of you could say, but wait a second, you know. The walnuts allowed him to live longer. Maybe the glass is, half full with that one. But I'm not impressed. I remember having to eat the walnuts. Oh, they're bitter. How do you guys eat walnuts? You wanna know the nuts I like? And it's not just the ones in chocolate bars. I like the nuts. Every now and then we get to go to like a fancy restaurant if somebody else is buying. And with that fancy restaurant, there will sometimes be these, I don't know if they're pecans or caramelized walnuts that are all sweet and sugary, and they put them on the salad. Those I like. That I could eat. Or like the Boston baked beans. 1-877-DOC-DALIE, 1-877-DOC-DALIE. All right, recessions will age us, and not only will recessions age us, as there's a study that found that men with unemployment age faster, but they say recessions contribute to mental decline. A new study has found that people affected by an economic downturn in middle age may be at risk for mental decline later in life. This blows, people. We're all pretty much in this thing together, right? That means all of us are going to have more mental decline. I think I've already lost it, to be honest. I am so done right now. I am so done. I really want my makeup and my purse back. I really do. This new study found that they looked at 12,000 people age 50 and older in 11 European countries. Men age 50 to 74 who lived through 4 or more recessions by the time they were in their mid to late 40s. Oh, my mouth is tired, so I'm yawning. By their mid to late 40s, had lower scores on mental abilities such as memory, speech, math, than those who did not experience a recession. What the hell good is it to know math if we have no money to add up? Okay, my wallet's gone. our bank account is devoid because of this recession, okay? The only math I need to know is what my Social Security checks are going to be honest with you, think about it. Because right now, I do not see or foresee my needing to use any of my math. And mind you, I took Algebra 1, Algebra 2, Algebra 3, Trig, Geometry, Calculus 1, Calculus 2, Calculus 3, Analytical Math, Biostatistics, okay? I'm sorry, I'm not using any of that math right now, none of it. None of it. So don't be telling me that I'm going to be losing my math ability. I'm not using it anyway. What, to help my kids with their homework? I don't want to help my kids with their homework. I want to watch, you know, Walking Dead reruns or something. I don't want to sit there and help my kids with their homework. They got a calculator. I bought them a calculator. That's what it's for. Their findings were published online on the November 20th in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health. The impact, they said, on recessions appeared to occur, lucky me, at an earlier age. So, because job loss, taking part-time work, stress at work, it takes its toll. So not only are we screwed if we have diverticulosis and we can't eat nuts and we're not going to live longer, if we don't have diverticulosis and we can eat nuts and we do live longer, because we're living through this stupid recession, we're going to probably have mental decline. Do we have any good news here? Oh, we got a good condom story. All right. They say previous research suggested that a good working conditions could help people build up mental reserve, which in turn affects mental performance at a later age. I don't know. You know, I had a real good job when I was waiting tables. I was waiting tables at Tony Roma's on Virginia Street in Reno. Now, it's closed down since, probably because they got so many customer service complaints on their waitresses. Well, that would have been me. But that was probably really good working conditions. I only had to work in the smoking section maybe once or twice a week. I had good tips. I was able to live on the tips, pay off my truck, right? That was good. Wasn't worried about getting sued. Didn't get complaints that I'm writing Lortab 5 when they want Lortab 10. Didn't have to worry about Obamacare. So will that job I had waiting tables protect me later in life? Or is the job I have now going to screw me over? Now, I know a lot of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia. Hold on a second. The person we should be worried about is Don. Don's the one that's working the dials for your show. He's the one that's got the crappy job. No. Because listen. I'm only one show he works. He gets to work for other shows that are actually good. So, yeah, his job's fine. You don't worry about Don. Okay? Yeah. Now, they said, although the study found an association between economic recessions and midlife and later declines in thinking skills, it did not prove a cause and effect relationship. What does that mean? I don't know. All right. Thank you. Looks like some of you are trying to tell me there's a purse sighting. There's a purse sighting in my neighborhood. Oh, that's a good one. You guys found my purse? Oh, you found my purse. Thank you. Okay, somebody found my purse. But I guess the money's not in there, but that's okay. I'm not worried. I really don't care that much money anyway. Okay, good. It's just, you know, I'm having a bad fibroid week. I really need those tampons. Somebody bring it to my studio because I'm going to have to go to the bathroom soon. All right. Okay, I'm going to find out what's happening with that. We're going to be coming up on break. When we come up on break, we'll talk about, looks like there's a new awesome condom. What's using graphite? What's going on here? Condoms? And then coffee. Improving heart. I don't care about that. I don't drink coffee. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze-dry, guys. Beans. They're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. This headline I thought was fake, but it's not. Apparently, in Fort Collins, Colorado, there's a Colorado healthcare exchange, right? All right. You know, to help administer Obamacare health insurances. We have a Nevada healthcare exchange, et cetera. And they process applications for thousands of people. Apparently, they say Shane Smith of Fort Collins was able to successfully navigate, but he never got the insurance. Instead, his dog, Baxter, got Obamacare insurance instead of him. Apparently, Baxter received a letter informing him that a health insurance account had been opened in his name through Connect for Health Colorado. Mr. Smith thought, wow, this is awesome. They've gone out of the way to insure my 14-year-old Yorkie. Now, what had happened was he was on the phone with, I guess, people, because it looks like the website, I apologize, he couldn't navigate through the website, so we had to call and speak to a live person. And the live person think, you know, maybe what happened is there was a series of security questions that he had to answer, and so we might have talked to the person about his dog, Baxter? I don't know. He said there was some kind of code or something, so I gave them my dog's name. They must have put it in the wrong slot or something. So he said this is typical Obamacare, that they would insure your dog by mistake. Now, he said that he thinks they fixed it, but his policy was canceled, and until he actually gets his own insurance, he's not going to be rejoicing. Now, you know, I know this is what some people would call a fluff piece, right? Where, you know, okay, we're talking about a dog in a letter. No big deal. The dog's not going to, you know, it's not a big deal. You don't understand, okay? For those of you that don't think something like that is a big deal, all right? I'm a physician where having patients get their insurance, get their coverage, get the authorization needs to be done in minutes, all right? If not seconds. If I have to do something, I'm going to do it. Worry about the payment later. But for many other people that I have to send them out somewhere else, I can't control that bill that they have, which means I have to make sure I get authorization. I have to make sure that what I need to get is done. If somebody's insurance on the phone says, no, no, not active, I can't get the insurance authorization code. I can't get them the CAT scan. I can't get them the MRI. I can't get them admitted. So I need to know that whoever is on that other end managing my patient's insurance has a flippin' clue. I'm not asking too much. I don't need Harvard graduates on the other line. I don't need a phenomenal gold star platinum bedazzled plan. All I need is some competency on that other line. And if this system, talking to a live person, you can't even blame the website for this. If we are having live people who obviously are dealing with an adult's name for most of it, insuring somebody's dog, we are not being managed by a system that works. Or a system that's competent. Now, I'm not saying the woman or the man on the phone who insured the dog is an idiot. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is mistakes, if they're happening before we even get the insurance, what the hell is going to happen once we get it? Now, what's really, really scary, now think about it, guys, is right now there's an incentive for us to sign up. You know how when somebody wants to sell you a car, they act like they're going to be at your beck and call. Then you get the car, something goes wrong, and they act like you don't exist because the sale is done. This is something I'm concerned about. This is the time when the red carpet should be rolled out. It should be so easy for us to purchase the product. People should be, I mean, if Obamacare and these exchanges and these insurance companies are going to benefit from our purchase, you would think they would be bending over backwards to make sure that this is efficiently and successfully effected or created. And if they, with this half-ass job, can't even get people signed, what happens when you and I need to be admitted to a hospital or need to get the physical therapy or need the approval for the surgery? Well, you know, you already bought the plan, so we got to deal with people buying new plans. We already got you, Dr. Dahlia. You're already sold. Dahlia Wax, it's already in the system. Yeah, we'll get to you when we can get to you. I'm not blowing this out of proportion, people. All right? I need to know as a doctor that your insurance is going to be with it. I don't need somebody setting me up with your dog. I don't need to be put on hold. I don't need websites down because I can't do anything with you or for you. What if you need a prescription? That you need that prescription covered. Now, a lot of times doctors and pharmacies just eat it. We'll just see you. To hell with it. We'll just see you. But a lot of hospitals and radiology companies are getting smart. They're like, look, we don't have the money or the time to spend on free services. Do not send the patient down. I get that told all the time. Do not send the patient down until you get the approval, Dr. Wax. Well, if I can't get the approval, that patient is just sitting there in limbo. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, look at what a good job the government did with Medicare. Come on. Excuse me? Medicare? They did a good job with Medicare? How many of you think they did a good job with Medicare? Raise your hand. See? I don't see one of you raise your hand. Not one of you. I don't see one hand raised right now. Not one hand. No. Well, someone scratched their armpit in the back, but no. So, this is huge. And then the next question is where's the money? Where is the money going? The latest statistic that we're hearing is 30% of the Obamacare website is functioning. It's at 30% efficiency now. Where's our money? This tax, this penalty you want us to pay, where's it going? How are we benefiting? Who's benefiting? Now, okay, mind you, there may be a couple people that haven't had insurance that are getting insurance for maybe a couple hundred dollars a month. Okay, I mean, just please show us somebody benefiting. Now, wasn't there a case, I got to look it up, where there was a woman who I guess was kind of the poster child for, I guess, getting insurance. I think President Obama had said this was a success story, I guess. And I guess it has come out that she actually can't afford the Obamacare insurance. Did you guys hear that? I guess this was a woman, I believe she's the Olympia resident, Jessica Stanford. I guess she was cited by President Barack Obama herself as being somebody who would benefit. She's 48 years old, has a 14-year-old son with attention deficit disorder, requires special prescription medication, must be compounded, etc. And so I guess it would have cost at least $500 a month, and she couldn't afford the health insurance. So, I mean, you know, because, you know, President Obama was going, look, we're going to help a woman like this. And we're like, well, we can relate. There's a lot of people with ADHD. I mean, that's good. What about people with kids with autism? This is great. So, I mean, show me the people who are benefiting. I'll shut up. But I'm not seeing that. What I'm seeing is a system that was, and I mean, here's the thing. I'm kind of insulted. Don't make a law. Don't tax us. Don't get people fired. Don't cause the biggest job stunt in the history that I've seen, all right, since I've been alive and well, knock on wood, all right? Don't go through all this, and you don't even put the time or the energy or the work ethic into making this happen right. Where's the quality? Where's the work ethic? I'm insulted. All right, guys, don't go away. Looks like we figured out a way to make a really good condom. And the key is graphene. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
for a health and taste sensation you'll love? Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, I know some of you are really excited about this contest that Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has started. Remember, they wanted us to invent a better condom. And the prize is a $100,000 grant followed up by $1 million in future funding. Well, we think somebody might have won this, okay? Because graphene is considered a very, very strong material, should I say? I don't know much about graphene. I know about graphite. But graphene was discovered in 2004 at the University of Manchester. Russian scientist Sir Andrei Geim and Sir Kostya Novoselov won a Nobel Prize in 2010 for isolating graphene. They say more than 7,500 patents have been taken out since the discovery. Many experts think that graphene could be the key to strong condoms. What's the point of putting on a condom, not enjoying the feel of sex and all the other issues people have with condoms if the sex is going to break anyway? All right. One of the most publicized projects is the National Graphene Institute at Manchester University is being carried out by Dr. Aravind Vijayaraghavan. And I guess Vijayaraghavan believes that a blend of graphene and latex is the key to thinner, safer, stronger, and more comfortable condoms. Is I the only one that thinks something's going to suffocate here? They say, what is the difference between latex-only condoms and those with a graphene mix? I don't know. I guess they think that graphene is the thinnest and strongest material and is actually considered the holy grail of the condom industry. I don't find that those words should ever be mixed, or those terms, holy grail and condoms. Can we please not mix those two? They say, now, Bill Gates is looking for a condom that will provide all, I know, you go to the store, Bill, a condom that will provide all the benefit of our current versions without the drawbacks. Did you guys ever think, I wonder if, you know, the one thing I notice is the more known I become in my city, the harder it is to go and buy certain, shall we say, goods, you know, products, you know, we talk about, you know, female type products, et cetera, condoms or whatever. Do you wonder that maybe he is just sick and tired of having to go to a store and pick up condoms? They're like, you know what we're going to do is I always get a sample of what's being studied. So he just gets all these condom samples and then he's like, oh, I'll throw them away, Bob. You don't have to. Don't worry. Now, you know what? I'm going to be by the dumpster. I'll throw them all away. And then he ends up going, hey, Melinda, check this out. I don't know. But, it's definitely, interesting. This is going to sound bad, but, I was actually getting stuff for stocking stuffers. Right? You know, stocking stuffers. And, I got a whole bunch of fly fishing stuff. You know, for my husband or whatever. And it was funny because I walked by the condom section at Walmart. And I thought that would be hilarious. But then I'm like, nah, 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 you don't put something like that in a stocking stuffer. So I didn't do that, you know. But, you know, some people do sexy stockings. I mean, that is something you could do, you know, put some little, you know, perfume, lubricant, condoms in a stocking. But, you know, I don't know. I just think Christmas and Hanukkah are supposed to be more pure than that. But I'm not lying. I walked by the condom section as I was walking through to get some gummy vitamins for the kids. And I'm like, that would be kind of an interesting stocking stuffer. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of toiletry, there's a study that came out saying women's toiletries cost 75% more than men's on average, even though they're practically identical. All right. They looked at disposable razors, right? It appeared a woman's razor was more than a man's, right? Deodorant, same thing, right? I don't know why they call them toiletries, toilette. That's got to be French, right? Like parfum de toilette. I never understood that as a kid. Well, I don't want toilet water. But I guess that's what they called it. There's something, I don't understand French, because I never learned French, I only learned Spanish. But my guess is toilet or toilette or something must have to do with the word splash. And that's why, I could be wrong, because I'm not French, but toilette has to do with something that's liquidy or splashy. And so perfumes might have come out before the toilet. So when people pooed in the toilet and made a splash, they called the toilet toilet. See what I mean? That's my guess. Deodorant, same thing. A female deodorant is more moisturizer. Men's moisturizer is cheaper. Face scrub is cheaper. Razor blades, that's true. I figured that out way early. I buy Gillette, like, what is there? Bic? No, Bic is a pen. There's another one that's Schick. Is it Schick? Yeah. I use Schick or Gillette men's razors. I don't use female razors because they're a lot more expensive. Same thing with shaving gel, eye cream. Well, guys don't really use eye cream, but still. Same thing with the hairspray. You know, and men's gel, men's hair gel seems to be cheaper than female's hair gel. So I dig it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. The FAA has announced that obese pilots and eventually all pilots are going to have to undergo screening for obstructive sleep apnea. According to the TheGuardianLV.com, the FAA has decided to put more emphasis on the safety of their passengers by ensuring that daytime sleepiness will not be a problem for pilots. So right now, if your BMI is over 40, which is huge, or if you have a neck circumference of 17 inches, you are going to have to undergo screening for sleep apnea. They say 125,000 of the 600,000 commercial and private pilots will be affected by this policy. So let's say you're 287 pounds and you're 5'11", you have to get screened. Now, some of you are saying, well, this is great. This is good. It's about time. You know, I want to make sure that my you know, pilot up there on a 8-hour flight doesn't start falling asleep, or a 6-hour flight. I get that. I know. I don't think many of the crashes that we've had is because of sleep apnea, but you wonder. I mean, how many people did fall asleep? You know, wasn't there a case of somebody who did fall asleep and you hear tower control go, copy, and you just hear, so, I mean, you know, I get that. But, you know, I wonder if they're going to start making other sorts of, shall we say, other sorts of jobs. Like, you know, for example, there was a discussion, I'm trying to figure out what the news story was, about surgeons being screened for sleep apnea, because we were talking about how us doctors who were working 36-hour shifts were really tired and we had sleep deprivation. And are we going to screen for sleep deprivation in our doctors? Now, they've done away with a lot of those, you know, barbaric type of shifts that doctors used to have in training. So there's no more 36-hour shifts. I think they had lowered it to 24 hours. And now I'm hearing from some of the medical students they can't work more than a 12-hour shift. You know, it's interesting. Labor laws don't apply to medical students or doctors. Does that makes no sense? You have all these laws, but then there's all these exclusions. You would think for a 36-hour shift, I would get some sort of overtime, you know? But, you know, I mean, if we're worried about pilots, are we also going to make doctors and surgeons? And, you know, skinny people could have sleep apnea. We talked about this. Sleep apnea is not just a problem for obese individuals or people with big necks, right? People with, you know, who are slimmer could still have sleep apnea. You got central sleep apnea and you got the obstructive sleep apnea. Obstructive is where something is blocking your airway, fat, tongue, the way the jaw sits, etc. Central sleep apnea is where you just stop breathing in your sleep, more from a central type of brain type of function. And so these things, I'm not surprised. We already know that our truck drivers have to be screened pretty religiously. So we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.